time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you.
嗨，大家好，刚刚你听到的是很好听而且很经典的一首爵士歌曲，叫 Time After Time。
Time After Time。
我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, it's me, Spencer。
哎，选这首歌就是因为 Today we'll be talking about
Time。
对，时间
Time、
啊、那个歌里面 Time After Time、那个说一次又一次，那我们今天 more precisely we will be talking about if you guys pull out if you still wear a watch, 你的手表or your phone, more likely these days, 你的手机，我们要说这个上面的 the 24 hours, 这个时间啊，因为就是一直以来会收到大家的问题，就是说能不能说说时间呀、中文里面我们有很多表达，比如几点一刻，几点三刻、对吧，英文里面有没有对应的、然后 This is such a common everyday topic、and we should be talking about it, we should be addressing it、好，那大家如果要更好的掌握时间啊，在英语里怎么自然流畅的表达，就可以到开言英语的公众号，然后回复时间，你就可以拿到今天我们节目的这个 Audio Magazine 有声杂志版本、既有音频又有文字。那 Spencer 前面我说的就是这个中文里面的比如几点一刻，几点三刻、英文里面你们
Well, not exactly the way you guys say it, but you knowwe have like a quarter past、or a quarter till.
对。
So 15 past or 15 till.
对，所以你们的 quarter、这个就是十五、
yeah,
对吧
yeah,
哦，就是四分之一嘛 a quarter.
Yeah, yeah.
是吧
yeah, I mean, because you know, you have 60 minutes in an hour, 15 times 4 is 60, so it's a fourth. It's a fourth, you know, it's a quarter.
我觉得美语里面这个 quarter 的用处用法也特别多，比如钱、对吧，
对，
你们也有那个硬币、a quarter.
Yeah, 25 cents.
对，那个在钱里面的 quarter 就是25美分，就两毛五、对吧，因为一个美金里面有 four,、25 cents.
Right.
但是 speaking of time, 就是这个就是15分的意思。
Exactly.
那我们举几个实际的例子好啦，比如说、我们现在录音差不多正好是两点三刻、这个你们就会用 quarter 来表达
了。 You could say 2:45 or you could say a quarter till 3.
对，所以最简单的呢，大家就是直接那个顺序数字说出来 2:45、就是两点四十五。但是这里呢你不用说 2:45, you just say 2:45.
Yeah, 2:45.
或者呢你就可以用Spencer 后面讲的一个方法就是、
Or you could say like a quarter till three.
因为两点四十五离三点还有十五分钟。
Exactly.
你觉得口语里哪种用的比较多，是 quarter to or something 45?
You know, I don't know. I kind of feel like a quarter till, when I hear that, I think of my dad saying it. I feel like maybe...
是觉得年纪比较大的人会。
I feel like, you know, maybe it's a little more old school these days. Maybe...、I don't know. I could be wrong when I say that.
那可能每个人的语言习惯不一样。我自己感觉就是这两种你真的都会听到。是 quarter till, 是吧 ?T-I-L-L.
Yeah, because it's until.
Until.
Quarter until, but we cut the un off. Just, you know.
口语里简化一点。
要缩短一点。You want to make it a little shorter. So quarter till.
Till something.
Yeah.
好。好，那说完三刻我们说一刻好了。如果两点一刻，两点十五分。
Yeah, you just say 2:15 or quarter past two.
Okay, 2:15就是2:15或者 quarter past two.
Exactly.
所以前面那个三刻是 till 下面的那一个小时
and then the other is past
对还一刻就是 quarter past 几点对吗好那几点半呢比如两点半
Okay, so yeah, obviously you could say, you know, like, I don't know, 2:30, 3:30, 4:30 or you could just say like half past two、half past three
对也是有两种说法啊、either 2:303:30 or half past、这个他已经 pass 他已经过掉了这个小时
exactly 已经过掉了这个小时
好如果八点半的话要用 half 大家想想可以怎么说呢
half past.
对 half past 8.
Exactly.
对吧、8:30.、Mm-hmm. 那我们如果是什么8:33?
Okay, so yeah, you could say 8:33, or you could say 3 past 8:30. No, we wouldn't quite say that. You might just say like just past 8:30.
因为刚过8:30，对吧？就你们也不一定会把很精确的那个说出来。
Exactly, we don't, you know, someone might say it right to the minute, but usually we just say it's like, oh, it's 8:30, even though it's 8:35. You know, or we say, oh, it's just past 8:30.
So it's just past 它那个比较整点的、时间是你们用的很多的。
Exactly.
对，我觉得这可能也是中英文不同的地方。Because I feel like in Chinese, we are quite precise with、mm-hmm. our time telling.、
Mm-hmm.
We'll say, you know, 现在8:37、mm-hmm. 就是很 precise 因为中文说起来这个还是挺顺口挺简洁的、
mm-hmm.
Whereas in English, it's if you say, oh, it's 8:37 其实挺长的所以很多人可能就是、oh, it's, you know, it's
8:30 or you know what they say、where you say, hey, what time is it? And you say, oh, it's time for you to get a watch. What are you asking me for? Yeah, what are you asking me for? Come on.
That's a good comeback.
Yeah.
是一个挺好的应对。或者有时候跟朋友开玩笑也可以讲是吧
exactly.
几点了 What time is it?
Time to get a watch.
你要买表的时间。Time to get your new iPhone 7.
Yeah, right.
说到我前面说整点啊什么的、是不是英文还有一个说法就是 on the dot,
yeah,
on the clock.
Yeah, very good. On the dot.Yeah, we say on the dot.
就如果说六点整、可以说 six on the dot.
You can say six on the dot.
Six on the dot.、就像一些人很准时的、比如我们约了晚上七点见、然后 be there, seven on the dot.
Yeah, I'll be there at seven on the dot.
对就是我一分一秒不差就是准点会在那里对吧
Exactly.、
那像平时英文说的 AM, PM, 就上午下午这个 AM 和 PM 到底是什么的缩写 What do they stand for?
It looks like I'm back in Latin class. Anti-meridian.
这是 AM 的全称。
Yeah. And then PM.
Post-meridian.
Yeah.
对其实这个就是我们刚刚两个人都不知道后来是 Diana 在外面告诉我们的。
Yeah. Maybe Diana took Latin in school. I actually didn't.、
Did you, Diana?他也没有
No、
他就是好 knowledgeable 知识很广好所以那个 AM 和 PM 呢都是源自拉丁语的啊、AM 上午它拉丁语的全称就是 anti-meridian、然后英语的意思呢就是 before noon、所以 meridian 就是 noon、
okay.
anti 就是 before 那 PM 就是 post-meridian、
I just learned something right there
对 post 我们学英语的可以很多都知道嘛它这个 post 就是 after 的意思在什么什么之后、
exactly.
啊、好 Spencer、像、如果是用那个 the 24 hour、scale
military time
military 军事的
yeah military time
就比如说你们会讲21点啊什么的、
I guess you could say like 2100 or like 21 hours
对对对
yeah
但是口语里基本上没有人会那样
well you know actually it's funny like I mean I had never left America until I was 19 I went and studied abroad in London and、then when I got there I realized heyThese people all use the 24-hour clock, and we never use it in America.
Oh, 真的？ Yeah. 你说的在美国，你们从来不用 the 24-hour clock， 就是基本上不会想到这什么22点。
Unless you're in the military.
But if you fly, if you travel, 旅游的时候机票上面都是写的。
Well, I mean that too, okay. But I guess once again, though, I never really like flew out of the country or anything. So yeah. First time I was ever on a plane, I was 18. I went skydiving.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. First time I ever got on a plane, woo, jumped off. Yeah.
Probably took seconds or minutes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so that's fun.
你可以讲秒 seconds.
It took about, well, let's see, when you jump out of a plane, you go 120 miles an hour. It's full velocity. And you...
好了好 technical.
You fall for 1 minute.
One whole minute.
So you fall 2 miles.In 1 minute, and then you kind of, you pull your parachute, and then you spend another,
降落伞,
and then you spend maybe another 5 to 10 minutes coming down, I don't remember. Either way, 特别刺激的。
对，可能下次我们节目可以说说 all the crazy things Spencer has done.
Yeah.
因为今天我们讲时间，基本上就发现了跟中文的几点几分很不同的，就是英语里面不会用到，就除非你说现在五点 ，it's five o'clock， 或者其实口语里面很多人就 it's five，
yeah，
对吧？但是如果你说几点几分的时候呢，那个点都不用说出来的 ，you don't need to say it's five o'clock，
no，
ten 什么的，就直接
five o'clock。
哦，对，这点也挺重要。如果是几点零几分，你们通常会那个 o 把零就是说成 o， 对不对？ It's 505. It's 56.
506.
对。
Sure.
哎，比如五点十分，你们除了 5:10， 会不会说 it's 10:05？
Yeah, you could do that.
也是经常。
You could do 20:05, 25:05.
对，所以这个结构就是要么5:05 or 5:05，用 pass 这个挺好的，或者什么 till 快要到几点，对吧？
Exactly.
那美国也有几个不同的 time zones， 不一样的时区。
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So in the lower 48, we have 4 different time zones.
Lower 48 就是你们的48个州，但是不算阿拉斯加，然后不算夏威夷，对吧？
Exactly. Not Alaska or Hawaii.
所以你说 4 time zones?
Yeah, 4 time zones.
就是
Eastern, Central, Mountain, and Pacific.
Eastern, 东部时间，那么就包括了纽约这样的一些大城市，或者你们说的 Pacific Time， 对吧？太平洋时间，就是 West Coast。
Yeah, West Coast, yeah.
加州那样一带，然后还有 Mountain Time。
Yeah, Mountain Time.
Mountain Time 就是 Midwest 那些。
I guess that's, I don't know, that's further west in the Midwest. Midwest is kind of like Ohio and all those places.
然后还有一个是 Central。
Yeah, so you have, so Central Time is the Midwestern time zone.
反正最好算的就是 Eastern, 因为跟中国基本上就是12个小时的区别。
Yeah, exactly.
但是你们还有 Daylight Saving, 就是夏令时那些。
Yeah, so basically in the winter time, they're 他们玩了13个小时。
对，所以 Daylight Saving 就是我们说的什么夏令时，是吧？
Yeah, when you 调整你的
Turn the clock.
Yeah, turn the clock back.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。关于时间，教了大家一些有用的说法。那我每一次觉得很多数字就真的一定要配合文本看了，所以大家可以到开言英语公众号回复时间，搭配学习效果更好。那如果你觉得已经听我们的bilingual双语脱口秀很久，希望挑战一下自己，希望学更多的英语和美国文化呢，就可以升级我们的开言会员，因为你可以每天都学到新课，而且是全英文的课程，我们会配中文的这个翻译啊。而且呢我们给会员每周还有免费的直播课，就是对大家学习上的问题，
特别精彩的直播课，
对学习上的问题都可以来问我们，我们视频解答。那我们一年的会员呢，我们多加了很多的服务和内容，以后价格是一直维持在629元，
超值。
629, 就是希望能够我一直觉得价格不应该成为学习英语的障碍，因为市场上有很多特别贵的产品，可能可以负担的人他有那些选择，但我真的是觉得大家对英语的这种 you know 的The need, the interest, and the desire to learn English really shouldn't be stopped by a price tag.
I agree.
应该对，因为价格让很多人没办法学英语，所以希望开言能够给你们提供一个很优质、很有性价比的选择。好，大家到我们的微信公众号可以看内容，并且升级账户。We'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye, guys. After time.